Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Among all the resources a company has, probably the most crucial to their success is also often the biggest, their human resource. Our next guest says that the human resource can also be the most challenging to develop. Jean Meeks-Koch is CEO of Positively People. She joins us by phone now from her company's office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Jean, welcome.
Great. Thank you for having me, Mike.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company first.
Positively People is really focused on how do we unlock human potential. And at this time, we're under tight labor constrictions with very few really great talent in the marketplace as we have a booming economy. But we look at talent holistically. We look at really talent acquisition, talent development and performance, talent transition, and also HR compliance. So again, we're looking at human resources from a more multi-lens perspective.
How long have you been in this business? Why did you decide to start this company? Were you already in the HR business?
So one of the things that I love to do is really study human behavior. So with human behavior, I started out as an academic. I taught at the university level human resources. And with teaching human resources, I really started to really get the desire that there's just more to human resources than compliance. What we really need to understand is how do people behave, because it is how people work together in community and behave that makes successful organizations.
What is one of the top challenges that you see companies face today with their human resource?
So I think the top challenge right now that companies face is really in selecting the right candidate. And so it's not just looking at their skill set and their competencies, but it's also looking at the fit, their behavioral fit for the culture that exists in that organization. And without having that blend of not only their skills and competencies, but also their behaviors, if we don't have and we're not able to look at both of those, then oftentimes we're bringing in somebody that will not work out in the organization. And I think that is a top problem that organizations have.
And so what is the solution?
So I think there's a multitude of solutions. One is to, from a very simplistic perspective, is really review kind of hiring processes. Within the hiring process, are we getting to the point of looking and utilizing some of the great analytic tools that are out there? So currently in the marketplace, we see a lot of evidence-based, validated psychometric assessment tools that we're able to really look at not only individuals' critical thinking, but also be able to look at their behavioral traits and look at their interests to really see if that's a fit for what we want within our workplace. And so these are powerful tools.
You mentioned the current state of the labor market right now. You know, it's a tight labor market. Demand is high for good workers. Where are companies finding them these days? Do we need to import some more people into the state? Do we need to train more people?
From my perspective, it's kind of a combination. So, you know, when you say import, you know, I think that's a dicey word. What do we really mean by that? Do we need to go beyond our regional area to look for top talent? Many times we do. We need to also look at other ways to engage employees and prospective employees within our organizations. We need to look at more things like being able to telework, where you're really coming in to an environment from a different location. We're seeing a lot of that happening. So we just need to look differently at how we engage employees in the workplace. The traditional environment, especially when you're more in the professional arena, punching the clock from 8 to 5 is not going to intrigue professionals any longer. They're looking for a different lifestyle. So being able to offer flexibility will not only keep employees from moving to different organizations, but also is a great recruitment tool to be able to offer potential candidates.
Well, Jean, thank you so much for helping us with this issue today.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike.
Jean Meeks-Koch is CEO of Positively People. She spoke to us from her office in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. We will have a link to her company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.